Half, Whitey, Scotty. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Anderson. Oh, it's delicious cross. Liverpool are pulling away. This may be an irreversible lead on the day and through the campaign.
What did you expect? What did you expect when Man City went to Liverpool? They were way too good again. 3-1, as the record suggests. It was always going to be a challenge for City to get the job done. They were unable to do it. Liverpool continue on their merry way at the top of the English Premier League. Russell Milton would have been watching it all unfold, I'm sure, our UK correspondent. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Half. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. Of course they were going to smack them 3-1. That's what they do at Anfield.
One defeat in 45. Unbeaten in 45 at Anfield, Liverpool. So, you know, incredible record. And only one defeat in their last 50 Premier League games. So, it was always going to be after City. First things first, it was a fantastic game. And normally these games don't live up to their hype and billing, but this one was fantastic. The quality and intensity in the game was superb. And City actually had the better chances, I would say, overall. Liverpool were more clinical. And City, at the end, the last 15, 20 minutes, came right back into it. And, yeah, they scored one, but could have had two or three quite easily. But Liverpool were fantastic and really pounced on Man City's mistakes, as they have done. And, you know, there were some fantastic goals. Fabinho's strike from 25 yards. The two crosses for the second and the third goals were you know, you'll do well to see better all season. And then, you know, they could have had one or two more themselves. You know, it was a great game, great advert for the Premier League. And, you know, long may that continue. But as you say, yeah, Liverpool win. They're 8 points clear of Leicester and Chelsea and 9 points clear of Man City.
They are dominating at the moment. What is it about Anfield? Now, we know there's been some great Liverpool teams over the journey and all that. And we talk about home field advantage a lot in the world of sport, or home court, or whatever sport you are talking about. But Liverpool, City's record at Anfield is one win from 23 appearances. One from 23. What is it about Anfield? Because they've been great through the journey of City in the last couple of years.
Yeah, City have been fantastic, haven't they? You know, 100 points and 98 points in the last two seasons. But, yeah, Liverpool's a real tough place to go. Even you know, when Liverpool haven't been so good and have been sort of languishing in fifth and sixth place in various seasons gone by, it's still a tough place to go. It's one of those that, you know, the fans generate a lot of passion, a lot of noise. It's just the history behind the place. You know, the European nights they have are well-renowned, and it just seems to give the players an extra 5-10%, and, you know, they certainly make it count. And I think on this occasion today, it was really good. You know, we go back last season, and Barcelona went there, didn't they, to Liverpool. It was 3-0 up. Everybody thought the tie was over. But I know Jurgen Klopp's really bought into the place and really got it going again, and like the olden days, and, you know, they turned that around and won 4-0. So, yes, they can beat anyone. I think they're probably up there with one of the best sides in the world at the minute. They're probably the best. And City are obviously there, but City had just come off a couple of percent. Liverpool's incentive, obviously, last year was that they only lost one game and still didn't win the league. So I think that, you know, Jurgen Klopp must have said at the end of last season, right, let's go for it. Let's up our game a bit. City have dropped theirs, and, you know, you're seeing the results of it now. But Anfield is one of those special grounds, and long may that continue, because it's, you know, rightfully at the top in world football.
Well, it's an amazing performance, 3-1. As you say, at this stage of the season, I'm not sure we've had two off and someone this far ahead, the 8 points. Does it make it hard? We know there's a heap of the season still to go, clearly, but does it make it hard for anyone to get hold of them, or do they have the capacity to just relax and collapse? Or what do you think of the season that might come upon us?
Yeah, well, you would think that, it's Liverpool's, you know, we're sort of just about a third of the way through the season. Yes, there's a long way to go, 26 games, but, you know, barring some freak results, I think a load of injuries. I'm sure that Jurgen Klopp won't let the players drop in intensity. Their game is based on that. They're really fit. So I can't see Liverpool dropping off. You know, there's a three-game swing at the minute that Liverpool have got to lose and the others have got to win. So it's a real tough ask for Leicester, Chelsea, Man City, you know, who are three behind. To pick that up. So I would say, barring any major catastrophes, I think, you know, we could quite rightly say this is Liverpool's really to far away now. So they've been fantastic, and, you know, it would be great champions for the Premier League.
I was thinking about this earlier this morning, Russ. Why are Liverpool so good? Because I'm not saying it's happened really, really quickly, but they were the team that was sort of always sort of 3-6, 3-6 in that sort of zone. And then the last couple of years, obviously the manager has had a lot to do with it, but why have they become so much better than everyone else?
Well, they've brought well. I think, you know, a couple of defenders were the final piece in the jigsaw. Certainly Virgil van Dijk was a massive signing. Yes, he was $75 million, but he was someone that they needed at the back. They were very good going forward. You know, even under Brendan Rodgers, they came very close. You remember, yep, a few years back, and they only needed, you know, 2 or 3 points in the last 2 or 3 games to win the league, and they stumbled. The Gerrard famous slipper against Chelsea, wasn't it, at home? But yeah, they bought well. They were always good going forward. They always had the three lads that he brought in, Firmino, Salah, and Mane. Great players. But at the back, there was always that suspect, and he brought in Van Dijk, as I've said, and particularly the goalkeeper as well, Alisson. So they've been two great signings. They've had a couple of good young fullbacks come through now in Trent Alexander and Robertson. You know, and it's just all sort of come together at the right time. And the way Jurgen Klopp likes to play, he did it at Dortmund, you know, a real up-and-at-em style of football, high intensity, with quick forwards, three up front that you know, keep defenders on their toes. And obviously the added quality that they've got. The one area you probably would say is that they lack creativity in midfield, an absolute outstanding footballer, but they're just absolute workhorses. They grind teams into the ground, and they're very clinical. So, and it's all come together at the right time. City have dropped off a little bit this year. They've won the league 2 years in a row. They're certainly taking advantage of that. And, you know, I think that's a major factor in them being where they are now, which is 8 points clear.
Russ, Leicester, we all fell in love with them a few years ago, but they've took down Arsenal again, 2-0. They, as you said, they're second, but their resurrection's legit.
Yeah, Scotty, they've been great. I think Leicester will finish in the top four without doubt. I can't see them coming out. There's an 8-point gap between fourth and fifth at the minute. You know, Sheffield United are on 17, Man City 25, Chelsea, Leicester 26. So I think Leicester will stay in there. It was no surprise that they beat Arsenal. You know, Arsenal are in real turmoil at the minute. The corner for the manager's head, so not sure how long he's got. But Leicester are flying under Brendan Rodgers, playing some good football. I've got one of the youngest squads, as have Chelsea, who are third in the league, and look really good. They can attack you in all different ways. You know, before Leicester were a long ball counter-attack team for Jamie Vardy. Now they can play any which way you want to. They've only conceded 8 goals as well. They conceded the less goals in the league, least goals, and scored 29. So, you know, they're up there. It's not a fluke. They're plus 21 on goal difference, which is massive, which is more than Liverpool. So there to stay, and I think, you know, full credit to Brendan Rodgers and his staff for getting that team and turning it around, because last year they were languishing mid-table and now they look a real force.
And Whitey hasn't mentioned Tottenham.
No, I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised
by
that.
Can you explain why he hasn't, Russ?
I think how far down the list it becomes when they don't perform well.
He just
they got a good draw at home, didn't they? They got a good draw at home against the mighty Sheffield United yesterday.
Now, Russell, come on, they need to be nasty.
1-1.
That's not... I can't talk because Arsenal are just as bad at the minute. Yeah. Although they're higher up the table, there's not a lot between them, is there? But Tottenham are very lucky there. I think Sheffield United had a really good goal disallowed. You know, in VAR again causes a major controversy, and Tottenham got away with that one, I think, because it was a big toe that was offside. So, and 10 seconds before the goal was scored, which is getting ridiculous now. Sheffield United are really good, and they're in fifth place. Chris Wilder's playing a real good style of football, and I think Tottenham were holding on for a while, even though they took the lead. Sheffield United came back, and you know, I think Tottenham can be grateful really for the point there at the end of the day. But it's, you know, it's amazing to see where Tottenham are, 14th in the table. But you say that they're 14th, you know, 14 points, but you know, one or two wins, as we've seen with Man United. But you know, Man United now up in seventh place. Tottenham could quite easily be that team in the next couple of weeks.
Everton 2-1 over Southampton, Chelsea 2-0 over Palace, Watford 2-0 over Norwich City, Burnley 3-0 over West Ham. What else happened? The Wolves beat Aston Villa 2-1 across the weekend, and United 3-1 across over Brighton. Go back to Arsenal for a second. Russ, you know this better than I do. Did you sack your captain?
Yes, yeah.
Some leadership issues?
He's obviously still at the club, but... what Emery did, he put the idea of who the captain to the players. Now, I don't think that's a very good idea. I think it should come from the staff and the manager. So, you know, the players are going to pick their mate, more or less, you know, most of the time. They won't always make the right decision, but, you know, he put it to the players, and I think they had an hierarchy of two or three players, and Granit Xhaka come up on top. Not well-liked amongst the fans at all, because, you know, personally as well, I'm not sure on him as a player. He's not an Arsenal player. Obviously talented, but you've got to be elite level to be an Arsenal captain. And he got substituted a few weeks ago, and the crowd actually cheered him off. And then he started walking off really slowly, started clapping the fans, raising his hands to him, and he threw the armband off, took his shirt off. And if he'd have thrown his shirt, I think he'd have been driven out of the club, personally, by, you know, 50,000 fans. But he stopped short of doing that. Obviously, there's a big inquiry. Emery took the captaincy off him and gave it to Aubameyang, who, again, for me, doesn't look captain material. He's at the wrong end of the pitch as well. So, it's a real bit of turmoil at Arsenal at the minute. You know, they're not doing very well at all. They had two draws, two wins from the last four, two losses from the last four games. So, you know, real serious questions being asked of Unai Emery at the minute, and things like what the captain did, or the former captain did, don't help matters at all.
Well, some work to do. Well, maybe some 360 feedback, some leading teams action needs to happen at Arsenal just to get things rolling again. It's not going their way, but it is always nice to chat to you about it, Russ. We appreciate your time. Week off for your boys, was it?
We had a FA Cup game, 1-1 with Swindon. So we lived to fight another day. Yeah, we weren't great. They scored in the 91st minute and all the fans started walking over. Seconds later, we scored, so... It was one of those.
All right. Well, we look forward to getting you back into the league
a little bit
next week and having a chat again. Good on you, mate. Go well.
Yeah. Thanks, boys. Cheers. Right.